Chris Fortes is standing by to give us a full weather forecast, but first the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 1725 on Saturday the 22nd of February. There are warnings of gales in all areas except German Bight, Dover, White and Trafalgar. The general synopsis at midday. Atlantic low moving rapidly northeast, expected 350 miles west of Rockall 951 by midday tomorrow. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north of Cirra, southerly 4 to 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9 later. Rain later, good, becoming moderate or poor later. South of Cirra, southerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Mainly fair, good. Forties, Cromartie, 4th. Southwesterly, backing southerly 4 to 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9 later. Occasional rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber. Southerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, increasing 4 to 6, then 6 to gale 8 later. Occasional rain, fog patches, except in Tyne. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor, except in Tyne. Thames, Dover, White. Southwesterly 2 to 4, backing southerly 5 to 7 later. Fog patches in Thames, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in Thames. Portland, Plymouth, North Biscay, southwesterly 3 or 4, backing southerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. South Biscay, variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly 4 or 5 later. Fair, good. Southeast Fitzroy, southwesterly 2 to 4, increasing 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Showers, good. Northwest Fitzroy, Sole, southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, increasing 7 to severe gale 9. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. South or southwest 4 or 5, increasing 7 to severe gale 9, perhaps storm 10 later in Irish Sea. Fair, then rain, good, becoming moderate or poor. Shannon, south 5 to 7, increasing 7 to severe gale 9, veering southwest later. Rain, then squally showers, moderate or poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. Southwest 6 to gale 8, backing south or southeast gale 8 to storm 10, veering southwest later. Rain or squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Faroe, Faroes, southeast Iceland. Southwesterly, backing southerly or southeasterly, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later. Rain or squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping forecast. Now, as promised, with a full weather forecast, here's Chris Fawkes.
Thanks a lot, John. And this afternoon, there's been quite a lot of sunshine across the UK. It's been mild too, with temperatures up to 15 across parts of southwest England. Those temperatures are about 6 Celsius above average for the time of year. There have been one or two showers around, but overnight tonight, they'll fade away and we'll be left with clear skies for the first part of the night. Later in the night, we'll get some strong winds developing across western areas of the country as a band of rain will spread into Northern Ireland by the end of the night. So becoming increasingly windy in the west, very mild though, with temperatures by the end of the night around 9 to 10 degrees Celsius here. Otherwise, our temperatures generally at 6s and 7s. Tomorrow, well, you may well start off on a bright note across eastern Scotland through central and eastern areas of England with a bit of early morning sunshine. But the main focus of the weather tomorrow is on wet and windy weather conditions. Heavy, persistent outbreaks of rain will be affecting many western areas, and there are concerns across some of the hills in Northern Ireland, Scotland, Wales and southwest England that we could see rain heavy enough to cause some localised surface water flooding, as much as 90 millimetres forecast for the hills of southern Wales, for example. And the rain is just one of the two hazards we've got to watch out for. It's also going to be very windy. Gusts of wind reaching around 60 or 70 miles an hour for parts of western Scotland. Running up through the Irish Sea coast, I think generally we'll get gusts of around 55 to 65 miles an hour. But I think into parts of northwest Wales, particularly around some of the valleys in Snowdonia, we could see gusts get quite close to 80 miles an hour, somewhere like Capel Curig. So a windy and wet kind of day, the weather potentially causing a few problems and localised disruption, continues to be quite mild, temperatures 11 to 13 degrees. John.
Chris Fawkes at the Weather Centre. Now ahead of the news, here's Lauren Laverne with a look ahead to the morning.
My castaway this week is the designer Sir Johnny Ive, who, as a curious small boy, was intrigued by an alarm clock.
There were little windows in the back where you could see all the gears and the springs and the movement. It was like there was this little city inside this white casing. And that one I just had to start to take to pieces, and they're really complicated.
Sir Johnny Ive, my castaway, do join us to hear his Desert Island Discs tomorrow morning at 10.
He was really saying something, really saying something.
BBC News at 6 o'clock. This is Tom Sanders. Good evening.